This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so now this is interesting. The president has changed his tune a bit on NAFTA, or added to his tune, I guess. Not only is Mexico in his trade crosshairs, so too now is Canada. This week, the president went after Canadian dairy rules that he says hurt farmers in big dairy states like Wisconsin and New York. Marketplace's Aaron Trank has more on that.
President Trump was blunt yesterday in attacking what he calls Canada's protectionism.
Canada, what they've done to our dairy farm workers is a disgrace.
The fight is over something called ultra-filtered milk, a highly concentrated substance used to make cheese. Canada created a new classification for this stuff, Class 7, and dropped the price of it, making it cheaper to buy from Canadian farmers. Shauna Morris with the U.S. Dairy Export Council says that hurts American dairy farmers.
Under NAFTA, we have duty-free access for the particular tariff line covered by this product. It is not unreasonable at all for us to expect that we are actually able to sell under that line.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau insists Canada is meeting its obligations under NAFTA and WTO rules, but in an interview with Bloomberg yesterday said,
"Let's not pretend we're in a global free market when it comes to agriculture. Every country protects, for good reason, its agricultural industries."
He pointed out that the U.S. has a $400 million dairy surplus with Canada. Dairy expert Mark Stevenson at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says this Class 7 milk accounts for less than 1% of U.S. dairy production. The problem right now is overproduction.
If this had happened most any other time, the loss of the particular market that these farms had would have been picked up by some other processing plant.
Maybe here in the U.S. Still, Trump's blaming Canada and promising to press for changes to its dairy system as part of upcoming NAFTA talks. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.